she's the current Monster Slam champion. And if you want to know, if you want to know how good she is and what that means, she beat Carl Holden to take the title. So she must be good.
Julie.
And just to let you know, we're actually here every Monday night, so you're welcome to come any Monday night. It's not usually this packed, there are usually seats for everyone, but everyone's welcome. So this is Started Something to Go On, so I'm going to start with a feminist poem. And I'm going to dedicate it to Pussy Riot. And this poem is called Feminism. If I were a man, I'd spend time with my mother. Encourage her story to unfurl out of soft silence. If her words were buried too deep, I'd read the stories on her hands. If I were a man, I'd ask my mother to recite recipes, so my hands may honour my palate long after her bones go to sleep. My children's lives would be enriched by this, each meal invoking an earthly kiss. If I were a man and I had a sister, I'd cherish her by embracing her giddy ways and respecting her need for solitude. I'd curse those boys who grapple and tease, commanding my sister on her knees. If I were a man and I had a daughter, I'd thank the heavens. Then I'd carefully nurture her feminine truth and play football with her. If I were a man and I had a female lover, I'd study her body with precision and grace. I'd know whether she wanted a fast, frisky frolic or slow motion in the ocean by the shape of the moon. I'd taste her neck when she least expects. But what would I know? I'm just a blonde with big tits in a man's world. I wrote this next piece about 13 years ago, after spending a night in Shirkin Island. Hopefully I'll remember it. It's called Shirkin Magic. Imagine time isn't counted or measured. Day dances to meet twilight, which gently pivots into night. The sky is bright like a tango, but you can start to hear the tempo of the moonlit waltz coming to meet you. You're standing in the middle of a country road, well, not quite standing as your feet don't touch the ground. They leave the space about the length of a smile between you and the earth. A warm energy spirals between the soles of your feet and the face of the land as you slowly and effortlessly move in a straight path through a tunnel of tall trees. You can see all around you without having to move your head. Dancing leaves allow diamonds of light peep through, shining on your way, your path, creating a lush spectrum. These ancient wooden structures whisper as you pass. Their sound begins like a hissing breeze, which rises to a comforting whistle as it passes through a chosen beam of light. The quartz flashes a wink at you. Some trees use your true name, of course, to greet you. Others chant in an unfamiliar tongue, another. So time for a bit of a rant. Jesus, Mary and Joe Duffy. So I was sitting in my kitchen listening to the bitching on the radio. My head was wrecked, you know. People moaning down the phone about the taxes and their homes, which in fact the banks own. And the greedy seed was sown by the doll CEOs who couldn't give a shit about people being hit by the cuts. Children going hungry in our schools whilst there clearly are no rules for the bankers running around with their heads in the clouds. An untouchable realm, don't you know they're at the helm? Under the influence, high in affluence, they're going to sink this ship, then hop, skip and jump with a tidy lump sum upon a safety boat, and off they will float to a faraway land, letting go of the hands of the Irish population, drowned by inflation. Don't forget the creation of a blockbuster film, yes, film. And what do the Irish people diddly-daddly-diddly-dee-doo? Well, whatever we are told by anyone at all with an eagle and balls, whether in a collar or a suit, once they play that magic flute, we drop to our knees, swallow their lies, hypnotising our docile minds, ancestors turning in their forgotten graves with disgust and revolt, our nation we have sold, our mother tongue is kaput. Yes, sir, yes, sir, 3 bags full. You can cover my eyes with your proverbial wool. Yassa, yassa, what's mine is yours. Come drill the oil off our Irish shores. Ireland have a brand with its head in the sand. Your politicians are gimps, acting like pimps. Over in Brussels, sprouting their lies, commend the obedience of the Emerald Isle. Era is for sale, she's on the bargain rail. But don't assume me to be a mute commodity. I have a voice, I have a mind. I act out of love for mankind. Womankind, kidkind, transgender, open your mind kind. I have to write, I have to shout. No fluoridization will knock me out. Oh, and when I vote no, I mean no. Don't patronise me with fictitious threats. My conscience is clear, yours burns and sweats. In the dead of night, in your oversized home, your bully, our tactics, blow by blow, just reawakens the strength in me to demand that my children be born debt-free. I want to see justice and accountability. Politicians who represent me, I promise to do my bit, speak my truth, and I will live my life in pursuit of these basic rights. I'm aware of the power love and truth hold. Intergenerational thinking is our gold. No, sir, no, sir, 3 bags full. I refuse to swallow the right-wing bull. Many years ago to myself, so it's called Note to Self. Commit random acts of kindness. Surrender to the silences born out of shyness. Stop worrying about what you imagine others think of you. Use your imagination for more positive creations. And would you stop deriving mathematical equations when looking in the mirror? If I count the wrinkles on my face and divide this by my double chin, somehow calculate the speed at which my boobs are sagging and multiply this by the obtuse angle of my arse, the result will be negative. Stop beating yourself up so much. Stop calling yourself a stupid bitch, Stop being so hard on yourself. Breathe. Clear your mind of self-harming sentences. Embrace your achievements. Pat yourself on the back. Run yourself a bath. Make oils of lavender and rose essential. It's only through loving yourself you will discover your potential. Yes, love yourself, love yourself. You cannot escape the essence of who you are. And when you come across others who snigger from afar, well, just walk away with your head held high. Tap into healing energies of earth and sky, you big hippie. And she was born, obviously, 6 years ago, so I wrote this poem for her, and it's called Tomorrow's Girl. In utero, I watched you grow from the inside out. Your umbilical tail was rooted in my veins, and I wondered if we dreamed in sync. As soon as your leaf ceased in planet womb, I welcomed you into this world, Tomorrow's Girl. Your gaze danced to the sound of my voice as I blessed you with my new mother's breath. I thanked evolution, history and geography for this moment, right here, right now. Your dark Himalayan eyes shined black, my smile shined back, as I saw strands of your hair with Celtic curls of red and gold. At just 5 minutes old, your beauty cast a spell on the future. I called your ancestors east and west into our lives, to rejoice in your birth and guide you on this earth. May your heart and mind be open, your instinct finely tuned. As you dance your way through night and day, this aching world may you soothe. I tried to say to her once, but halfway through, she's like, can we talk about something else? I'm going to read this one, and it's because of a certain group of friends that are here tonight, and just thanks to all my friends for coming tonight. There's probably not many poems written in the world, love poems to techno sound systems. It's called Tiernagasta.
For the guards!
A rebellious plan sprouts from the communal mind of a subculture. A map is drawn from the swirling sweet green smoke which passes from hand to lips to lungs to air. Speakers are assembled behind warehouse walls. Hammers tap, brows are swept. Records are bought and spun to perfection, synchronizing all of the ingredients needed to create a hearty rave. Backdrops are hung to dry as firefly soap and kerosene cups. Mercedes engines roar as equipment is loaded. Word has spread like forest fire. Convoys make their way through county borders to meet and greet at a VIP public space. A marquee is built, a guerrilla bar and kitchen are born. This premises boasts the right not to refuse admission. All classes embraced. Dress code is open to interpretation. Individuality encouraged. Respect of land and others expected. A generator roars and off we go. Twisting distorted hi-hat tones squeal in sync with the roaring bass. Bass, bass, we gotta have more bass in the couple next door. Dance, dance, let it take you over. Meditate your movement, escaping the norm, inspired by the alchemy of the congregation. Robotic waves of arms and legs salute the sound system's walls, right into daybreak, when the tempo slows with the singing birds. Cups of tea are gulped, bags under eyes are drawn, empty cider cans are gathered and crushed. The Gardaí Síochána stand back and admire the peace among busy partygoers, troop, before leaving with a warning to be gone by nightfall, never to return. And I find it kind of bizarre how it can jump from one thing to another. 1 minute you're listening to some horrific story from Syria and the next you're listening to Britney Spears or something. So I find that messes up my head a little bit. So this is called Radio On. Gaddafi tiptoed around the truth. Each movement of his lips a carefully manoeuvred lie, strategic and calculated, avoiding landmines of fact. His voice bounced around the house, from ear to wall to table to fist. He conducted a list of well-rehearsed sounds. Bites bit invisible air, demons swirled in the dust, manifestations of his voice, synchronizing the world as he saw fit. One man's vision, tattooed on the minds of those he claimed his own. Oh, how his ego has grown, will one day swallow him up and spit him out to the ravenous beasts he has created. Music. Music snaps and crackles its way into lives, unaware, unsuspecting passers-by are fed its infectious equations in background music, in kitchens, buses, workplaces. Spaces in the mind, recommended fertile ground for creative flow, are flooded with repetitive, predictive tones and verse. I want to make love in this club. Love in this club. Hit me, baby, one more time. Mr. Bombastic, telefantastic, touched like a virgin for the very first time. I'm bad. No, 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 there is no limit. There is no limit. There is no limit to the amount of dollars the masses will consume to shake their asses, pout their lips, pimp their lives for that 2.5 minute ride. Stand and stride the wave of pop. It's coming to a speaker near you. Left. Eating disorder, which is quite apt at the moment because the radio today they're talking about the obesity among children in Ireland, which is just horrific. So that's where I was coming from writing this. Eating disorder. To the age of anxiety, according to some, people are attacked by panic or comfortably numb as prescribed pills rattle in handbags and pockets, the sales of bath salts and head shops rocket. This modern percussion of self-loathing pills has pharmacists dancing from altars of tins. I thought medicine was supposed to be about healing, the science of feeling, holistic care, becoming aware of how to nourish body, mind and soul, how healthy living starts at home, by growing, picking, peeling, chopping. All this can be done whilst body popping to your favourite tune, your chef, DJ, private dancer, whilst lowering your chances of getting cancer. Well, should I work all hours, my 40 kids, I hardly have time to take off the lace of the powder suit. I do be cooking, I can list of ingredients, I don't be looking. I just out at the time, and your microwave dinners never did me any harm. It's very lucky to have a third arm. We are witnessing a supersized epidemic. It's no surprise since the service is systemic, where the waiter wants to know, would your child like nuggets, burger, sausage with their chips? 7-Up Coke, or perhaps the healthy option, fruit juice. Have you tasted that shit? There's more fruit and fish. Our result of today is genetically modified brains. Ronald McDonald can go choke in his own vomit. Have I gone too far? Hell no, motherfucker. I'm a mother, not a sucker. And my child likes broccoli. Why? Because I put it on her plate from an early age. I want to dispel the myth that has been cast. In order to eat healthy, you need lots of cash. What you need is cop on and knowledge. So when your kids go to college, they know how to cook. Books tell us you are what you eat. I see a lot of processed people walking down the street. Who didn't like to hear Black Beauty was in frozen dinners? Because famine has proven to be a winner. So let's bring it back to this age of panic. The future is in our hands. These hands hold intelligence of generations gone by on how to knead dough, not knead dough to buy ready-made shite. Having studied Irish for a very long time in UCC, I was met with various reactions from people over the years, and you say you're studying Irish. That's what this is based on. So it's called, but the Irish language is dead. But the Irish language is dead, you casually said, sweeping my hair from your face. You seem perplexed to learn of my postgrad studies in Gaelic. I looked at the sky as if to summon a response, one which would articulate the intimate relationship my soul has with my mother tongue. Although my mother did not speak Irish well, one could tell through her use of the habitual present, as she could be talking away about her day, that her ancestors spoke Irish. Well, what use is it to you? You continue. My gaze is drawn to the street name fastened to the wall above the chip upon your shoulder. With my lips pressed together, my tongue dances the words, Shuloid Mulor, Wolf of the Lepers. Three Gaelic words so modestly disclosing to me forgotten history. Walk of the Lepers. I imagine them shuffling their way to the river to bathe in lumpy limbs. The anglicised version paints a different picture, however, manipulates fact to fantasy as it declares this road Lover's Walk. Clearly the lepers were abandoned in translation, and lovers lived happily ever after. You tell me about your only child who you baptised Ida, a fine Irish name, you joke. I almost choke on my breath as I recall the dual meaning of Ida as a noun describing ill usage. I think it best to keep it to myself. And how is it, you ask, we sat in the same class as girls, listened to the same teacher, heard the same words. How is it that I absorbed this language, embraced its complexities? Almost apologetically, I shake my head and honestly say I do not know. You reveal having been force-fed Gaelic in primary school. You had to gargle it through your teenage years, dribbling sentences here and there, sniffing on your mistakes, until finally the day came when you could spit it out. I empathise with you, but I plead with you in my mind not to declare a language dead because you cannot find a good reason for its existence. You say that we are getting old, and I decide to share with you linguistic gold, Ekiach from the Furfachta, describing the process of aging not as decaying, but as coming to perfection. I see the reflection of the sun in your eyes. We say our goodbyes. Leper-shaped clouds form in the sky. And this requires a glass of wine. It's a note to society. I am a homo sapien. I am attracted to other homos, homo sapiens. I am a member of the LGBT QRSTUV.XYZ community, a group of people in society segregated by sexuality. I am not queer, I am here, and I am me. If my honesty offends your inability to accept that I am free to love the essence of femininity, well, I do not apologize, for beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, and I will hold her. Her curves have been molded to fit the pieces of my life, society, which you have jigsawed apart. We fit together like art, but our love is no exhibition to be stared at. And if you are to say to me that God made woman, woman to make child, well, I respect your right to be so black and white, but I am grey. And I also pray that one day you may awake to see that black and white blends to make me. I'm exhausted, society, from trying to suit you. My spine aches contortionist pains from trying to fit into this closet, from which I emerged, terrified and alone, back into my family home, to sit my elders down and reveal to them what felt like bad news. And why should I, society, come crawling to you to accept me, when it is you who should come crawling in apology for building that closet and forcing me in it? Why is it that you accept men to hold guns, but not hands? You're a mean Mohammed.